The K-12 funding plan, approved by state lawmakers last week, ripped an over $2 million hole in Ann Arbor Public Schools' proposed 2014-15 budget. It's the latest move in what school board members and others call an attack on public education. Tomorrow, district officials get to share their concerns with the State Board of Education. Ann Arbor Public Schools administrators and board members will share a simple message with the State Board of Ed. Funding for public schools in Michigan is broken, and it's eroding the quality of education students receive. According to Vice President Christine Stead, they have three primary requests. The first is requiring charter schools to start paying into the state's retirement plan.
If they were playing with the same rules that other public schools had to play with, the cost escalation that you see would not be happening. So that would solve some of that problem. Not all of it, but some of it.
Stead believes it's also time to take another look at Proposal A and give local communities the authority to levy taxes for education again. Finally, the district will be questioning why Michigan's economic recovery hasn't translated to more K-12 education funding. Stead and other board members have also raised the possibility of suing the state over funding, particularly the elimination of hold harmless funds that were promised when Proposal A was put before voters. Andrew Cluley, 89.1 WEMU News.